Okay, so now we started building a strong foundation of generosity and our commitment to non-harming. I'd like to bring the evening to a close with just a shortish meditation practice. And I know that many of you have traveled quite a long way today. Many of you are tired. So I'm not going to go into a lot of meditation instruction right now. Instead, I'll keep it very simple and we'll just start steadying our attention on the experience of breathing as a support for gathering our scattered and distracted minds. And although this might sound simple, it's not easy, especially on the first evening of a retreat. Inevitably, the attention is going to wander. But actually, noticing that wandering is the practice. So even if all we're doing here is every 2 nanoseconds, we're bringing the awareness gently back to the experience of breathing, that is the practice. It is good practice. In fact, one of my teachers, Joseph Goldstein, says that each time we realize that we've been lost, we simply begin again. And he says that these 3 words, simply begin again, are the 3 most important words in insight practice. And for myself, I like to say, simply begin again with a smile, to encourage us to let go of any frustration, any judgment, or any irritation. But because in that moment of recognizing that we were lost, right there in that recognition, mindfulness is re-established. So celebrate that, rather than lamenting that it had been lost. That each time you notice the attention has wandered, with a smile, simply begin again. So beginning that process now, and just taking a moment to let yourself more fully settle in. Settle in to the experience of the body sitting. So gathering the attention into just that knowing that there is the body and the body is sitting. Letting the weight of the body settle a little more fully. And noticing the contact of the feet, the legs, with the floor beneath you. And the contact of the sitting bones with the cushion or the bench or the chair. And just allowing the weight of the body to settle a little more fully into that support beneath you. So that as the lower part of the body starts to form a stable base, then the torso can become just a little taller and straighter. Not rigid, but inviting the spine to be a little more upright. And then letting the head find its natural resting place at the top of the spinal column, so that the neck and the shoulders don't have to work to hold up the weight of the head. Shoulders can relax, and the hands can find a natural resting place, together in your lap or on your legs. through the whole body now is expressing this balance of alertness and ease. And this overall knowing of the body sitting is a kind of frame. And within that frame, we can begin to connect a little more closely now to the experience of breathing. But we don't need to focus or narrow the attention. You can just settle back and receive the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Just letting the attention rest there, very lightly. On that simple knowing of inhaling and exhaling, breathing in and breathing out. We're not trying to change the breath in any way at all. So whether it's deep or shallow, long or short, rough or smooth, doesn't matter. However the breath is now, just staying steady and present. And receiving the experience of each in-breath and each out-breath. At some point you'll notice that the attention has moved away from the breath, and so with a smile you can simply begin again, kindly and gently reconnecting the attention with just that simple knowing of breathing in, breathing out, inhaling and exhaling, rising and falling.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.